So the paints are applied to the antique glass in various layers. Many pieces are only fired once afterwards with the trace lines. Those are the dark lines that outline the figure, that may outline a stencil. And then a matte is applied. And that matte is more a reversal or a negative process of removing pigment or paint before it's fired. There are various ways of doing that, by scratching it off with metal combs or little picks. They also spritzed it with a water bottle that gave it a mottled look, even just using just a camel hair brush and water and allowing the pigment to flow around and blending it much as you would watercolors or any other type of paint. They were then fired in the kiln at a very controlled temperature. Munich Studios used very good quality control. They had very good quality control in the studio, and the paints almost are always well fired and rarely fading or flaking away off the glass. That's a good thing about the studio. Other American studios had a more difficult time controlling this process. All imported glass is usually very well fired, and they had a hard time matching that quality, but Munich Studios seems to have had it down and were able to do it.